This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda leaving for United Arab Emirates tomorrow to take part in COP28. Prime Minister Dahal pledges government full support for implementation of social security scheme. Speaker Debraj Khemire directs parliamentary committees to forward under construction bills with action plan. And lightning strikes in India's Gujarat state killed 24 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is leading a Nepali delegation to the 28th Conference of Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP28. Prime Minister Dahal is leaving for the United Arab Emirates to take part in the COP28 tomorrow. The event is being held in Dubai of the United Arab Emirates from the 30th of November to the 12th of December. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to attend high-level segment of the COP28 World Climate Action Summit to be held on the 1st and 2nd of December. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister would deliver a national statement on the 2nd of December. He is also scheduled to attend the 52nd National Day celebration of the United Arab Emirates and Zayed Sustainability Prize Award ceremony to be hosted by the United Arab Emirates. On the sideline of the high-level segment, the Prime Minister will hold bilateral meetings with the heads of state, heads of government and other high-level dignitaries attending the conference. Likewise, Prime Minister Dahal is also scheduled to visit the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi, where he will interact with Nepali community and address the Nepal-United Arab Emirates Business Summit. He will return home on the 3rd of December. Prime Minister Dahal has pledged the government's full support for the implementation of the Social Security Scheme. Addressing the 6th Social Security Day organized by the Social Security Fund yesterday, the Prime Minister called for the smooth coordination among the three tier governments for the effective implementation of the scheme. Similarly, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, shared that the process to include temporary wages and contract-based employees and workers in the government sector in the Social Security scheme was in the final stage. Also speaking on the occasion, International Labour Organization's country director, Numan Ozkan, argued that the social security was the rights of the workers and the social security scheme would greatly contribute in reducing the risk in the lives of workers. Fund's executive director, Kaviraj Adhikari, insisted on ensuring participation of workers from diverse sectors, providing them multiple schemes. President of Nepali Congress and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dewa has said that monarchy cannot be restored just because some individuals want it. Addressing the first district meeting of the Nepali Congress, Nawalpur in Nawalparasi, Bardaghat Susta East yesterday, Dewa made it clear that the monarchy would not return as the people-elected Constituent Assembly had decided to remove it via the new constitution. Speaker Debraj Khemire has said the activities of the parliamentary committees need to be effective and result-oriented. During a meeting with the chairpersons of the 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives yesterday, the speaker directed them to forward the under-construction bills in the committees with action plan. Speaker Khemire pledged to support the implementation of the committee's instructions and report. The meeting held detailed discussion about the failures of the government to adhere to directives of the committees. All the chairpersons were unanimous that the government should implement the directives of the parliamentary committees. A substation built at Basantapur in Dharma Devi municipality in Sankhwa Sabha district has come into operation. The substation established under the 220 kilovolt transmission line under the Kosi corridor is considered to be a crucial project for the electrification of the eastern part of the country. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Gulman Kissing has said infrastructures have been built as a backbone for the distribution and expansion of the electricity generated by the hydropower projects in the eastern part of the country, especially in Taplejung, Tirathum, Sankwa Sabha and Bhojpur districts. The government has brought 377,000 plus anti-COVID vaccines to administer as booster doses. The Ministry of Health and Population brought the vaccines as the vaccine was required for chronic patients and those travelling abroad. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority has filed a case in the Special Court against 9 individuals, including the then Deputy Mayor and the Chief Administrative Officer of the Ramdhuni Municipality in Sunsari District. They are alleged of financial irregularities in the payment for a road construction project. Municipalities, the then mayor, Sani Kumari Chowdhury, Chief Administrative Officer, Omkar Prasad Niupane, Account Officer, Dwarika Prasad Dahal, Engineer, Devendra Narayan Chowdhury and Sub-Engineer, Harsalal Chowdhury face the charges of misappropriation of the funds. CIAA spokesperson Pola Dahal said the anti-corruption body had sought imprisonment and fines against them in accordance with the Prevention of Corruption Act 2002. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 24 people died by lightning strikes and 23 others were injured in rain-induced incidents in the western Indian state of Gujarat over the past couple of days. According to the state government data, Gujarat was hit by heavy rainfall accompanied by the thunderstorms and hailstorms on Sunday and Monday, with some places receiving up to 144 millimetres of rain in just 24 hours. The rains caused damage to houses and loss of cattle across the state. At least 40 animals were also killed. Gujarat's agriculture minister, Raghavji Patel, said they would begin a survey soon to assess the loss suffered. Qatar, the mediator in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas, announced yesterday that the humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, initially set for 4 days, would be extended by an additional 2 days. Majid Al Ansari, who is the spokesperson for the Qatari Foreign Ministry, stated that an agreement had been reached to prolong the humanitarian truce in the Gaza Strip for another 2 days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhir Pachim province and the hilly regions of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light to moderate snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda leaving for the United Arab Emirates tomorrow to take part in COP28. Prime Minister Dahal pledges government's full support for implementation of Social Security Scheme. Speaker Devraj Kimire directs parliamentary committees to forward under construction bills with action plan. And lightning strikes in India's Gujarat state kill 24 people. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.